Use what you got. What do you have right now? You got your salvation. You have the Word of God in your hand. You now know what is right and you now know what is wrong. What do you got to do? Believe in the truth. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. What am I telling you? If you don't use what you already have, then God's not going to give you any more. A lot of people wonder why they're not used of God. Well, what's really changed in your life? How much have you taken into your life and applied to your life? What do you already know you should be doing or you should have been doing that you have not yet done? Are you following me? Because until you use what you got, you're not going to get any more. You know, it's like I have some very deep revelations that I'd like to share with you. You hear me? Some deep revelations I'd like to share with you. But in the end, I can't share them with you until you learn the basic things that God has said to you and practice them so you'll be ready to go on to the next step and be used. Are you understanding? And what I'm telling you is you've got to go to kindergarten, then you got to go to grade school, then you got to go to, middle school or junior high, and then high school. And so is it in your revelation in God. But if you don't use what you got, you never go any further. Now, right now, God has given you salvation, right? And God has given you the ability, if you will rest in Him, to overcome everything. So one of the biggest next steps that's got to happen in your life is you got to get out of yourself and your wants and your things, and you got to put yourself into the place where God wants you doing what He wants and His things. And if you know that much, but you're still doing what you want to do, then you've got all you're going to get until you do what you already know you're supposed to do. Doesn't that make sense? And so what I want you to know today is that there's a lot of people that I watch going in and out, up and down, round and round, and they ain't going nowhere. They're what I call circle jerking. And circle jerking just simply means that you're making a lot of motion and, you know, you're going around a little bit, but you ain't doing nothing. Amen? Because you haven't taken what God has given you yet and put wheels to it. You haven't put no feet to what you already know. You have not practiced what God has already told you to be about. Amen? If you still live a sin lifestyle, the reason why you still live that sin lifestyle is because you have chosen not yet to give your life truly over unto God. Because when you rest in God and God is light, He is going to start plucking all that stuff out of your life. But as long as you're still making your own decisions and doing what God doesn't want you to do, but what you really want to do, you're not going any further. How many people have ever heard me tell you that the first thing that God wants to instill in you is character and integrity? Right? What do I mean? I don't mean, you know, you being a character. Hey, I'll give it to you. You're a character. But that's not the character God wants to instill in you. You know, one of the things you got to do is you got to be steadfast. Amen? You start something, you finish something. I'm tired of people telling me God told them to quit this place and move on. That's a lie. Amen? The truth is that you want to move on. Just tell me the truth. At least you're a truth speaker then, instead of a liar. At least you learned how to tell the truth, even though you have not learned how to finish what you started. Because one is a step forward, and on the other case is two steps back. Right? You see, all I'm telling you is God wants to develop in you character and integrity. And character and integrity comes in the fire. Right? As you are tried in your life, then what happens is you grow godly character or you fall away. Amen? So if you fall away, that's not godly character, but if you stay, you are going to start to grow godly character in the midst of the fire. It says in the Bible that the fire, in fact, is to burn off the flesh. Amen? And what that means is as you're going through the fires and you're going through the trials, whatever they are, and I will cause all of you to grow. And if I find you sensitive in any area, I'm going to help you work on that. Because you need to not be sensitive, but you need to be God-driven and the Spirit of the Lord leading you in your life, which only happens after you leave your flesh behind. Are you hearing me? But if you have not yet learned godly character, if you're still doing what you want to do, if you still are not making your yeas, and your nays, why would God share with you any deeper revelation than you already know? Why? You don't use what you know already. Why would He give you more that you're not going to use? Because if you aren't going to use the first part of basic revelation, what makes you believe you're going to use the next part of revelation? Are you understanding me? You know, it's like I watch people sniveling about pushing a broom. I did it 4.5 years. So don't come up thinking you're going to break my heart. Amen? They talk about shoveling and raking like it's some big deal. Let me tell you something. You just need to get a work ethic. Right? I've been on a shovel for 12 hours. I got paid then, though. I don't want to lie. I never want to lie to you. But I'm just telling you that a lot of it is how hard do you really work? And some of you, that's like, I'm using that word loosely. Amen. What I'm trying to get through to you is, you see, you're supposed to learn some basic things like nail your old man to the cross. Amen. And pick up the resurrection power on the other side. You are not going to rise truly in Christ until the you that was is dead. So if you're still doing what you want to do, you aren't dead, and resurrection power is not really available for you at this time. It doesn't mean you aren't saved. I'm not talking about the salvation issue. I'm talking about the revelation issue. I'm talking about the destiny issue. Amen? I just want you to hear the truth so that you hear it. What you do with it is not up to me. Now, whether you stay or whether you go is not on me, as long as I teach you the truth while you're here. My job is to teach and preach the truth. Your job is to be discipled, to listen and obey. Amen? And if you haven't got that part down, then you are not going to listen to the voice of the Lord. You're lying to yourself, but don't lie to me. Amen? If I offend you because I want you to push a broom in this area instead of that area, let me tell you something about God. The day that I had today is nothing compared to some days I've had. Now, why is it that I preach the Word of God, teach the Word of God, and make sure all you guys are taken care of and have to go work on vehicles too and drive and all the rest of it? I still haven't figured out. You hearing what I'm saying? So if you want me to work up sympathy for you, you got to be kidding me. You see, but what I learned is whatever is before me is what I'm supposed to do, and that's what I do. And whatever is told to me, when my people from above tell me whatever, I just do. And that is the truth of being that person that is obedient to authority, because God ordains everything through His authority. He'll speak to you, but He will operate through His authority. There are no lone rangers for Christ. And until you quit being a lone ranger, you are not going to get revelation power. You are supposed to be a part of a body. Amen? And unless you're like those Japanese guys, you know, you don't cut off your fingers. You getting what I'm talking about? You keep your fingers, your hands, all your parts together so they work correctly. Amen? You start cutting yourself off from the body and you're going to die. And that's the truth. Father, help me today to bring this word. God, let it be that they see it as clearly as I do, Lord. And that they operate on it, God, because I love you. And I know that most people here love you, Lord, but they just are babes. And help them, God, to go through that babe side to become the mature man you can use, the woman you can use. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In verse 21 it says, "Is a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Is it not to be set on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light." I'm starting in this verse because one of the things you have to do is you have to start believing in the Word of God. You got to quit thinking you're going to get away with anything. Because you aren't going to get away with anything. Amen? So you got to get used to that thought in your life, and that will help you to prevent doing a lot of stupid things with your life. Amen? If you know that if you do something wrong, you're going to get caught, you're going to quit doing it. A lot of people say they're sorry, but they're sorry they got caught, not sorry they were doing it. Can we just talk the truth here? Amen? So do you believe that's true? I know it's true. Because if they were really sorry, they wouldn't have been doing it long enough to get caught. Amen? So whatever you do, you're going to get caught doing if it's not of God. And it says, is that light made to be put under a basket or under a bed? No. You're supposed to let your light shine wherever you go. So if you go to a store, do you act cool? You know, like everybody else on the street. Or are you serious? And do people see that you walk with purpose, your back straight in your life? Not like you're somebody, but like you have a purpose in your life because you do. Has that much of your life changed yet? Or are you still one that puts on airs and facades? You see, you got to get over those fleshly kind of things in order to get to the next step that God wants to take you to. But how many people already know that's true? Everybody in this room. So, why aren't you working on that area of your life if you're not working on that area of your life? And yet there's many people that come up to me and they want to ask me stuff and things, and I'm telling you today, until you practice, and practice means you purposely do things in a certain way. Right? For a while, to where you have proven trustworthy, God is not going to add to you until you use what you've already been given. God has given you His sense. God has given you His agenda. God has showed you what He wants out of you. But I'm here to tell you that you being clean and sober or serving God for 6 months or a year isn't a big deal. Many people serve God for 6 months or a year or two or five. But not many people are still around after even just two. You think about it. How many people got saved, if you can remember when you got saved? And out of all those hundreds of people that you can remember, how many people do you know that still serve the Lord? And I mean serve them, not just go to church. Go to church is a social party. I'm talking about living for God. How many people do you know that profess God, that really live for God? That narrows it down extremely, doesn't it? So that's why most Christians, if indeed they are Christians, do not walk in power, because they are still babes and have not grown at all. They still have not taken what they have been given and use it for the glory of God. Do you understand? You see, you got to understand this, because God is not going to give you what you're asking for until you use what He has already given you. Amen? How many people pray and ask God for things all the time? I suggest you avoid asking Him for patience. I did that, and I think I'm still in that same workshop. I did that because I wanted to be patient with people, because I was an impatient person. I haven't prayed for that in a long time. I think that prayer is long lasting though. You understand? But then when he gets done saying this about, you know, in fact, a light's not to be put under a basket, this is Jesus talking, and then he says that whatever you do, it will be revealed. Then he goes on and says, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. He's saying, Don't ignore me when I'm talking to you. Listen to what I'm saying. And what he's saying is that if you do not use what you've already been given, if you still think these other things, then you got nothing coming and you are lying to yourself. You need to work through these issues first. And when you work through these issues, then the others are to come. Being faithful and steadfast is the one big thing I see God being concerned with. He goes, in that day that I return, who will I find that is faithful? And you know what, people? You look around this room and you mark my words that you look in a year and you will see maybe 5 or 10% of the people in this room that are faithful. And I'm being generous because I don't want to disillusion you. How many people know what I'm talking about? People come. Oh, I'm going to serve God. Dominic, I love you. I'll be here forever. I'm not going nowhere. And people go. Well, did God change his mind?
No.
People change their mind. Amen? It goes on to say, take heed what you hear. What have you already heard? It says, with the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. What you pour out, what you use, is what God is going to pour in. Amen? It says, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you, and to you who hear, more will be given. But if you aren't listening, and if you aren't doing what you've already been taught, you got nothing coming. I didn't write this book, you know, and sometimes I don't even like it. But I always know it's true. Amen? Why is it that people are always up and down? Why is it that people go to the left and go to the right? Because they don't change when they hear the truth. They don't apply what they're told. They do whatever they do because that's what they want to do. And then they justify it and they get spiritual and say, well, God told me. No. God would have you to finish what you start. God would have you to have character and integrity. God would have you to speak, and whatever you speak, you back your mouth. You make your yeas, and your nays. You know why it's so hard to get something out of me? Because once I speak it, I know I got to perform it, and I hate that. I would rather just say, you know, just push it to the side. I'll talk to you later. I'll get to it. I'll do this. You know what I mean? Because in the end, once I speak it, if I was to tell somebody right now, I will give you 2 years of my life, that means that I am obligated for 2 years of my life. And you know, everybody that comes into this place, they know what the terms are. But how many people stay? Did you get that? See, if you haven't got that far in the elementary things that God is trying to teach you, then you got nothing coming. If you can't fulfill what you say in the first place, then you're not going to fulfill the things God would have you do in the second place because you are not yet trustworthy. You know what? I'm not picking on anybody, but this is a lesson that everybody needs to learn. And I am not talking easy. The day I had today, each of you go through things, and so do I. Mine are just multiplied by the numbers. Right? Your issues are large. My issues are large. Because even a little kid that can't tie his shoes, let me tell you something that you better get into your spirit and understand. When I was a kid, when I was like 3 or 4 years old or whatever, my dad and my mom would not wait for nobody. When it was time to go, they were gone. Amen? And I remember I was sitting there, and there's like 7 of us piling in, getting ready to go somewhere, you know. And I'm sitting there, and I had to change out of one set of clothes and change into another set of clothes. And maybe your mummy dressed you for a long time, but my mummy didn't. You know what I mean? And I'm over there, and I had some shoes, and I was just learning how to tie my shoes. Right? And I remember this, and I was traumatized because everybody's outside in the station wagon, ready to go, and I'm crying like a baby because I can't tie my shoes. Now my issue at that time was I'm going to be left and I can't tie my shoes and I'm tore up. Are you hearing me? And at that time in my life, this was a major issue in my life. But praise God, I got it. Because I kept worrying it to death until I got it. And luckily, something was left behind so Dad didn't get out there quite as quick as he could. And what I'm trying to tell you is, you see, we all got to work through our issues and keep working on them until we work them out. And your issues are big to you, and I am not downplaying your issues. Amen? But they are just issues to be worked through. And the teachings that God has given you, I know you don't like them. I told you, and I'm honest, I love the Word, but I very seldom like everything it has to say. Why? Because I can't have my own way, and I can't do what I want to do. You understand? But the truth is, I want to know the truth, and then I'm going to make myself to operate in the truth, whatever it takes. But you see, if you don't do that with your life, what makes you think God is going to add to your life if you already are not doing the elementary things that you know you're supposed to do with your life? Amen? It says, take heed what you hear, what has been spoken, what has been written. Because with what measure you hear, it will be measured to you again. Hearing means practicing, taking it into your heart and walking it out. If you do not use what you already know, why would God trust you with more? You see, people, what I'm trying to get through to you today is you can justify, if you want, why you do or do not do things. But God knows your heart. Amen? And He knows the truth, and you can dress it any way you want to, but His Word is for everybody, and there are no exceptions. God is righteous, and God is holy, and God is in the end the true speaker of all true speakers, and you can't change one word that He has written. He said, be faithful in the little things. And then I will give you greater things. He didn't say whenever you're tired of a little thing that you just make that decision and go on and then I'll load you with a big thing. That is a lie from the pit of hell and you got to quit listening to demons. You got to learn to listen to your spiritual authority until you grow up and become one yourself. In the end, he just goes on and says here, says, whoever has what? Operating knowledge of me. Amen? You operate in the knowledge that you have. For whoever has, more will be given to him. Do you understand that? As you operate in the things that he has already shown you, that you know that is true, no matter what your emotions tell you, then he will add more to you. Hey, you know what? Some days I just want to quit. Today was one. I mean, I'll be honest with you. But you see, I don't listen to what I want. Amen? I mean, I would much rather some days, and this is the pity party side that everybody has, I would much rather myself go get a job, run four or five or six guys, send them home at night, right? Drive around equipment, sit in my truck that's air conditioned, be bossy, and make money. Sounds good. Wouldn't have to chase after buses that are broke. Wouldn't have to listen to stories. Wouldn't have to come over here when I'm tired anyway and give a Bible study. Wouldn't have to do a lot of things. That's being honest. You see, I can be honest too. But you see, I want everything God wants for me. Amen? And if I'm not faithful in what I already know, then I'm not going to be faithful in the things I still don't know. If I'm not walking through and putting feet to what I've already been taught and what I've already heard, then I'm not going to be faithful in the things that He wants to teach me and the things He wants to learn me. And God is just very honest. And that's why He says it just the way it does. And in this last verse, it gets kind of scary. And what it says here is it says that, for whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Why do people backslide? Because they learn the truth and they do what they want anyway. Did you get that? Why do people backslide? Because they know the truth, but they play it down or they put their turn and twist on it or whatever you want to say. And then what happens is they lose all that they've gained. And they get to start all over again with nothing. Go through. Why do I tell you when you backslide that you have got to start all over again? You got to go through the repentance thing. You got to go through the seeking of the God thing. You got to go through the thing where you're drawing closer to Him. Through much tears and travail, you got to go through the same things again. Because when you backslide, all that you have learned, all that you think you've learned that you did not use is washed away in the sin. And you got to start all over again. And the next time, hopefully, you grab a hold of it, and instead of loosing it, you practice it. And as you're taught, you learn it. And as you hear it, you walk it. And that's how you get to the next step. You see, there is no other way, people. And I'm just here to tell you that my biggest fear, and I'm not afraid of men. I mean, I don't care about that. I'm so far past all that. And I was sitting there looking at a buff guy in a gym today, and I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, brother, you need a life. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't care how big you are or how small you are, a gun or a knife will drain your blood right out of you. I don't care how many Wheaties you eat or how many weights you pick up. Amen. How many Karate Joe movies you watch. You know, I mean, there ain't nobody that's all that. You know, and I don't care what people think about me, so I'm past all those things. But my one great fear is that I lose my self-control for a minute. And in that minute, I lose everything that I have gained. Because things get a little too tough on me, because I just don't want to go through it no more, because I no longer want to do what I know I'm supposed to do, and I decide once again to have my own way, that I turn around and blow it and go do what I want to do. Because I know I love God, and I know that in the end, I got to come back to Him. So I'm not going to get out of none of it. But the fact of quitting and then having to start all over again terrifies me. Because I don't want to do it again. Because I've already been through those elementary things, and God is now sharing with me great things because I've been proven faithful in the little things. And I'm not anybody, and I don't think I am. It's just that I am going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And whatever I learn, I teach and I live. And whatever you learn, you're supposed to learn it, walk it, and then teach it. You understand? And if you quit doing those things, what happens is you backslide. And when you backslide, you know what? You got to start all over again. And of all the things that I'm afraid of, it's doing that starting all over thing again. Because it's hard, people. I backslid one time. And I did grave bodily harm to a person again. And, you know, and I've told this story. This guy was 22 years old, and he was messing around with my 13-year-old daughter. It was no good for him. Amen. I took it really personal, and I took this guy to church. I did everything. I tried to get him saved. Heck, he might have been saved, just stupid, I don't know. But in the end, I did this man grave bodily harm, and I lost another year of my life. You understand? I went home, I packed up all my stuff. You know, the 6 squad cars show up, the shotguns. And I'm on my front yard again, chewing on dirt, you know. And you know what I'm saying? And I decided, you know what, when I got out of that, I go, I am going to live for God, and I'm not going through this no stinking more. I'm done. And you know what, people? You've got to learn from me. A smart man learns from his mistakes. But a smarter man learns from other people's mistakes. I want you to be smarter than me. Amen? I'm not claiming to be smart, but I need you to listen to me. You need to listen to the Word of God. You need to know that whatever you've been taught, You need to walk out. You need not expect to do greater things for God until you complete the things that you've already started for God. You need to not let the lies be told. You need to not fall into that situation in your life where somebody or something talks you out of what is your destiny. And it is your destiny to serve God day by day. And He will adorn your steps. And He will take you to where you need to be. But I'm here telling you today, people, you know what? You got to be careful. Amen? You got to be careful and you got to maintain your self-control. And you got to maintain it, man. You know, it would be easy for me to go either way some days. And you know, please, I'm not trying to be rude, but if I tell people don't talk to me or whatever, it's because I'm dealing with turmoil inside of me. It's got nothing to do with you. Amen? I'm just trying to tell you the truth because we ought to all have respect for each other in that way. That if we're really going through it and we just say, you know what, just leave me alone right now, I'm going through it, then we need to not take that personal, but recognize that somebody is fighting an inner battle. And if you are a true Christian brother or sister, don't laugh. Pray for them. Amen? Because they need prayer because they're going through and they're the ones that have to go through. Because if they lose their self-control, they lose it all. And I'm here telling you today that, you know what? When you practice for a while what you already know is true, God will add again unto you what you have practiced in the same measure that you've used. He will measure to you. If you've used everything and you got it, He's going to flood you again. If you use a little bit, He's going to give you a little bit. You understand? Because the way He says it is, with what measure you use, He will measure to you. So you determine how fast you get revelation to some degree. You determine how fast you do grow to some degree. You are the one that determines by what you put feet to that you learn how fast you're going to get a hold of what God wants to give you. And in my life, you know, I really feel like I'm blessed. That I've come far for a short time. But you know what? You can go further. Maybe you're not as big a knucklehead as I was. But you got to get over being a knucklehead. Amen? Maybe you have a little more smarts than I do, or maybe not so many inner turmoil problems. But in the end, everything that you learn, you got to put feet to. Or else you're not going any further. And you know what? In this place, if you're with me for 6 months or a year, the things that you're going to learn will far surpass almost anybody you meet that's been in church for 10 years or more. I'm just being honest with you. But that doesn't mean you put feet to it all. I've had guys that call me up after doing a year with me, and they tell me things like, you know what? 5 years later, they're telling me, you know what? I finally got this. I finally got that. You know what I mean? Because they don't get it at first. Because nobody does. But I put out the knowledge so that you can embrace it. And then you have so much on your plate that it's going to take you years to walk it all out. But you've got to understand that you're the one that gets to put feet on the knowledge. And if you don't put feet on the knowledge, you are not going to get any more. Amen? So today, remember this scripture. Remember this verse. Don't negotiate with yourself a fall. Don't think that you're right and everybody's wrong. Don't think you can violate the Word of God and get away with it. Don't do that. Because the Word of God is what's inviolate. And you need to change how you think. And you need to be steadfast. And you need to be a person that says yay and amen. And you need to be a person of your word. And you need to finish what you start. And you need to complete whatever task is assigned. And you need to become that person that they all look at you and say, hey, you know what? That guy doesn't run away from nothing. That girl doesn't run away from nothing. They're always there. Your man, I watch them go through it. And they're there. And they're steady at it. And I'm going to tell you what. Let me tell you. I'm going to give a guy a kudo. And I don't usually do this. And he's not here. Dale Munsell, one of my graduates. That guy struggled, and he struggled, and he struggled, and he struggled. Do you know he was with me for a year and 2 or 3 months right now? And he struggled, and he struggled with everything. And he struggled with the Word. He struggled with the New Testament survey. He struggled. But every day, he was over there doing what he could. Every day, he stayed at it. Every day, even though people thought this and that or whatever, that man was there. And he is solid. And I would recommend him to anybody, not because somebody else wouldn't think that he's a genius, but because I know that he has learned that message that God is trying to teach us all. You be steadfast, and I will supply. And I'm very proud of Dale, and I want you to know it, because he came from some things that none of you have any business even knowing. Amen? But he made it. And how did he make it? By being steady about it. Always there, learning the truth, putting feet to it. And I'm going to tell you what, you watch Dale. You watch that man. He's not a big speaker. He's not a loud talker. He doesn't do a lot of foo-foo stuff. But you watch that man. He's steady. And God can use somebody that is steady. You get it? So all you guys that are up, running off, coming in, going, whatever you're doing, God can't use you. Amen? Amen. See, I'm going to tell you right now, God can only use people that are steady. And no matter what, they're there. No matter what comes up, they're in it till it's finished. And you have got to get that in your character trait before you ever expect for God to trust you with anything great. With what measure you use, it will be measured to you. But if you do not use what you already have, it will be taken from you and you will have to start again. Scary, huh? But that's the Word of God. Did you read it? That's Jesus, your Savior, saying it. You cannot conflict the Word of God. The Word of God is always true. And what it says, every man is a liar, but let every word of God be true. Amen? Hang in there. Go through. Learn self-control. Stay there. Steadfast. Look the bearer in the face and make it back off. Amen? Learn to be full of self-control. Learn to push through no matter what. Learn these things in your life so that you can be used too. Hallelujah. Father, I love you, God, and let it be today that, Jesus, you just grab a hold of us, that you help us, Lord, because, God, we need your help today. Lord, we just ask you right now that you just fully infill us with your Spirit. And, God, let it be right now that you know the truth, that we love you, Lord, and that we seek you, God, but we need your help every day. And God, help us this day to be that man that you want us to be. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
amen.
Hallelujah.